Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, December 7th, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. A quick word from a sponsor. Let's see if I can find that paper there. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Again, it is Thursday, December 7th. Of course, Thursday means we've got a special guest joining us. Joining us now from the Times Independent is Gwen Dilworth. Good morning, Gwen.
Hey, good morning, David.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Tell us, you got your latest edition out. What's in this latest edition of the Times Independent?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got several housing stories on the front page this week. The Moab City Council adopted the 2023 Moab Area Affordable Housing Plan. That's a plan that will be used by local officials to inform their decisions and by developers who are hoping to build affordable housing projects. And we also have a story dovetailed with that one about the alternative dwelling overlay. That was a zoning ordinance that was meant to create pathways to build non-traditional housing like RV parks and tiny homes. But a lot of developers are seeing some roadblocks with those developments, a lot of costly fees and some issues with the timeline. So we're not actually seeing those units come online as quickly as we hoped.
Well, that's interesting. It'll be interesting to see how that develops. You know, you talked about that plan that was passed. Was that something you got a sense that all council members were on board with, or are there some saying it's not enough or it's too much?
Yeah, my understanding is that councilors were in support. There were some changes made. I'm not exactly sure what those changes were, but it really is just kind of like this overarching plan that will guide housing policy for the next seven-ish years until 2030.
I see. Well, that'll be really good for folks to check out then. Obviously, housing is a huge issue in the Moab area and really all of the Red Rock country, so it'll be interesting to see how Moab addresses that and see some success. What else is in this latest edition of the Times, Gwen?
Yeah, we also did a kind of a report on residents' concerns about the Manitoulin National Forest Plan and how it might curb access to winter motorized rec in the mountains. You know, folks are kind of concerned about some of the alternative plans that limit motorized recreation above 9,000 feet, which would make it much more difficult to, say, snowmobile in the LaSalle Mountains.
Huh, that's really interesting. I know that there were concerns in San Juan County with the plan, a lot of that related to wilderness, potential wilderness designations, but I hadn't heard about that higher elevation recreation. That's something that's a concern then in Grand County, or northern San Juan County, obviously, too.
Yeah, definitely in both counties.
Well, very interesting. That plan, obviously, a lot of years in the making, and it'll be interesting to see its implementation and impacts from folks' comments on it. What else would you like to highlight this morning, Gwen?
Yeah, one last piece. The sheriff is planning to hire a state-mandated school security chief here in Grand County for next year. And it's interesting because he's kind of, the urgency is motivated by proposed law for the next legislative session in January that would require either a law enforcement officer or an armed civilian in every school in the state next year, which is a big lift for rural counties like San Juan County or Grand County that don't have the staffing power that big cities do, you know, to pull that off.
Yeah, that's really interesting. That's something here in San Juan County in Blanding. They kind of interesting. They used district flexible funds along with city funds to create a new position to put a school resource officer in Blanding schools. So it's something definitely that, like you say, some schools are being proactive about, but there's some challenges in budgeting for that. Absolutely. But it sounds like Grand County is moving forward in anticipation of that law passing.
Yeah, it sounds like they're kind of, you know, starting to staff up so that they can manage those positions if that law is passed in the coming year.
Huh. Well, that'll be very interesting, and hopefully, if the state legislature does require that, they'll consider the funding needs for these rural school districts.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really good point.
Yeah. Well, good deal, Gwen. Well, again, it's always a packed edition of the Times Independent. You know, we just touched the surface, but I know that there's a lot more in there. Really appreciate your time this morning. Anything else you'd like to mention before we let you run?
That's all I've got. Thanks so much, David.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Again, that's Gwen Dilworth, reporter with the Times Independent. Latest edition is out now. Sent to all post office boxes in the Moab area zip code and available online at moabtimes.com. Gwen, thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. Take a quick moment, think of sponsor. Did you know the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at San Juan County. cleanenergy.org. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Meet Sinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Sinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Sinch IT.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Let Santa's helpers at the brand new Element Hotel in Moab take the hassle out of the holidays and get you into the spirit of the season. The Element can accommodate up to 150 people and also cater to smaller groups with a lovely holiday dinner. We offer full catering, a private bar, and you can bring in a DJ or entertainment for your event. Discounts on rooms are available for those who don't want to drive home. Call the Element at 435-222-9790. We'll get your party planned and take the stress off the plate. Come rock around the tree with friends and loved ones this season at the brand new Element Moab.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, December 7th, 2023, 9:18 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good.
Doing great. Had a bit of a late night last night. Had some basketball.
Yeah.
Monticello and Cortez. It's a great game.
Yeah.
Big win for Cortez. They're 3-1 now. Monticello's 1-3.
Mirror records.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, good deal. That's a lot of fun. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Quick word from a sponsor. Juno Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy. Once again, we've got a bunch of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock area, including in the city of Moab. The city is letting folks know that there's going to be a brief street closure today at the intersection of 200 South and 400 East. It's beginning about 11 a.m. there, anticipating it's going to be closed for about 2 hours. That's because crews will mill the road east along 200 South, and that intersection, again, closing at around 11 a.m. It's the beginning of the sewer mainline replacement project for the area of 200 South, Tisher Oak, and Crestview. They've got a detour posted. You can just go right around that intersection on 400 East. Just head over to 300 and then back over. Open trenching and heavy construction will start on December 11th at 200 South and continue in segments into April 2024. So be aware, closure today at 11 a.m. and then there's going to be continued work there in that sewer mainline replacement project in Moab. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. Members of the Blanding City Council approved a grant to protect the swallow's nest at their latest meeting. Members of the Blanding City Council discussed the recipient of the grant funds. The swallow's nest is a small historic structure used by Albert R. Lyman, the town's first settler, for his writings. The building is located near the City Visitor Center. City staff reported that the city had received a grant through the county with an end-of-year deadline. The plans for the building is to build a French drain around the base to protect the structure from erosion. Staff had come to the council to confirm the council's approval of the project, as they'll likely be using city staff to help with the project. Council confirmed that as long as the funds come in for the project, they are in support of the upgrade to the Swallow's Nest before the end of the calendar year. Council also unanimously approved a resolution to recertify the City Justice Court. Blanding City Justice Court Judge Kelly Laws outlined some needs for the Justice Court, including upgrades to the court safety plan. Council members stated their support for upgrading court security at a few different levels. Members of the council also heard comments from pickleball users about the nearly finished new court. Two Blanding residents shared they'd like to see some changes to the courts, including making sure the nets are at regulation height and also asking that the outer fence be higher to prevent users from having to chase loose balls outside the single exit point in the fence. Members of the council thanked the citizens for sharing their thoughts, with some points made that the courts could be around for a long time, so they'd like to do it right. Members of the council also retroactively approved a comment letter on the Manti La Salle National Forest Draft Management Plan. Anyways, kind of busy, maybe a little light, actually, Blanding City Council meeting, but they got a few things done at that latest meeting.
Man, and pickleball is exploding, fastest growing sport. Anyway, people have a lot of fun doing it, but yeah, apparently the fence is a little bit too close.
Yeah, they're saying a little short is
and the net's short, yeah.
And the fence is short. The fence is about 3 feet, you know, or 4 feet or something like that, so... You know, if the ball goes over the fence, they've got to go out that single exit point. You know, I'm sure that a lot of younger pickleball players would just hop the fence, but I don't know that there is a ton of younger pickleball players.
Oh, there are. People love their pickleball.
Yeah, no, I played it over the Thanksgiving, and yeah, it was pretty fun. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's the thing about racquetball. Racquetball's fallen out of favor, but it was in a room that the ball would eventually roll back to you.
Yeah,
whereas
true.
Tennis and pickleball, you got to get over that fence and go get that miss hit.
Yeah.
It's in the neighbor's yard.
Yep. Yeah. Well, again, like you say, Bill, it's fast growing, and Blanding City installing some courts, and they're not the only ones in the area. So, it'll be interesting. And, yeah, passionate people showing up and wanting to make sure that the courts are just right.
Now, this is just me. Don't get angry, but... Man, it's like whoever named Twitter, They came up with a name that just didn't quite fit, I don't think. Anyway, it's better than X, but it's the same with pickleball. If they had, you know, some sexy name, it'd even be more popular. But pickleball, I don't know.
I think it catches your intrigue, though, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, racquetball, oh, what's that, racquetball? Is that just tennis? Or, you know, pickleball, is there a pickle involved? No, but... Now you've been asking questions.
What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to go play pickleball. It doesn't carry much weight. If you just go, I'm going to go have a paddle war. Oh, all of a sudden, then that's a sport there.
Yeah, paddle war. That's a good call, huh? Yeah, I don't know.
Just things to think about on a Thursday morning.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I have to say, I guess I would be embarrassed if I told people I was a professional pickleball player. That does not sound.
That'd be a good gig, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there are some very, very low level, and I don't know if you could make a living doing it, but it's very funny to me that there's a league, I think. And
oh, yeah. People eat it up. I mean, and it's an awesome sport, too, you know?
Yeah, it's
I mean,
really
everybody
fun.
Can play it. It's a lot
no,
of fun.
No, yeah.
Anyway, pickleball's good stuff.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, they've got new courts in Blanding. You'll have to go check out.
Yeah, they play indoors there at the recreation center too. So.
Oh yeah, nice. Well, good deal. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
There'll be funeral services today at Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab for James Rodney Tibbetts. They begin at 11 a.m. this morning. Memorial services for Larry Richmond begin at 2 p.m. tomorrow at the Blanding Stake Center of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 10:30 to 1:30. Richmond passed away on November 29th at the age of 76. Funeral services for Lewis Dale, age 69, begin at 11 a.m. on Tuesday at the Blanding North Chapel of the LDS Church. Visitation from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. Graveside services for Monticello native Ann Barton Mitchell are Friday, December 15th at 12:30 at the Monticello Cemetery. Visitation from 11 to noon at San Juan Mortuary in Blanding. There'll be funeral services for Ann in Spanish Fork on Tuesday, December 12th. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Take a quick word from a sponsor. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another break. Be back with more news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
Need a new metal roof or building? Call Metal Depots in Farmington. Metal Depots specializes in metal roofing, metal buildings, and the highest quality accessories for do-it-yourselfers and contractors. And we deliver. Get a fast, free quote right now. Visit us in Farmington. Call us at 505-278-2109 or visit metaldepots.com. Metal Depots in Farmington, the Four Corners source for the highest quality metal roofs and buildings.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and Walker's True Value in Moab is ready to help you celebrate it the right way. Save on power tools and accessories, barbecue grills and smokers, patio fire pits, batteries, heaters, and tons of stocking stuffers for that special guy on Santa's list. True Value Hardware's been helping you deck the halls for 75 years. Come check out our great deals on Christmas lighting and decor. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
Union Wirelesses strive to provide the best internet experience and service in the area for almost 15 years. With River Canyon Wireless, a friendly live representative is just a phone call away. They'll help you in a timely manner and always tell you the truth about the network. River Canyon Wireless Broadband Internet starts at $39.99 a month with no long-term contracts. Free router replacement with username and password recovery. Sign up now at rivercanyonwireless.com or call 435-259-8319.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, December 7th, 2023, 9:30 a.m. on this Thursday morning, Bill.
December 7th is a day that'll live in infamy. It's on December 7th, 1941. The Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor on the island of Oahu in Hawaii, drew the United States into World War II. So, boy, that was a day 82 years ago today. The world changed. The area changed, too, because of events that happened far away. Tonight's the first night of Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights. Lasts for 8 days. Commemorates an event in Jewish history when the Maccabees took the Second Temple in Jerusalem. It takes 8 days to purify oil, and they only had a one-day supply of oil. But this oil miraculously extended for all 8 days till they could get new oil. Anyway, it's the Festival of Lights during a dark time of the year. So,
very cool.
In Yiddish, you'd say Chag Sameach, or Happy Holiday. Birthdays today. Basketball Hall of Famer Larry Bird is 67 years old today. Actor Ted Knight was born on this day in 1923. He died in 1986. You've never heard of Ted Knight, but he played Ted Baxter on the Mary Tyler Moore Show in the 1970s, this blowhard anchor on the TV show. Anyway, he was awesome. Today is Harry Chapin's birthday. Musical star died in 1981, just at the age of 38. His biggest song, Cats in the Cradle, we've all heard. It's the world's most guilt-inducing song.
Yeah, we should.
For a dad.
Yeah, maybe sometime we can get together and talk about it, Dad, when I've got some time.
We'll have a good time.
Yeah, we'll have a good time then.
Oh, man, serious. That's a brutal song.
Yeah.
But you just wipe away the tears and move on.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, David.
That's right. You said Joe for a second. Now he's the one that'll cry about it.
Whatever son I'm talking to. Anyway.
Man.
On this day, 1972, Apollo 17 was the last crewed flight that put men on the moon. It's been 51 years since an American or a human has walked on the moon. Pretty crazy it's been that long.
An American or a human?
Or a human. a human of the American kind. I know that other nations are thinking about attempting, have a plan to go back and walk on the moon. So right now, that is territory that has only been landed on by American space vehicles. But it's been 51 years.
And then one American pop star that did it on Earth, too.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson moonwalked. Yeah,
he moonwalked.
Yeah, he's an American, too. So, man, I don't know. They've got a lock on it.
They do so far, that's for sure. December 7th, birthdays today for Sherelle Meyer. And the Jepson brothers, Matthew and Scott Jepson, have birthdays today. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown.
I thought that was another celebrity. Myers and the was it the Jepson brothers? Is that what you said? That sounds like a band name.
Yeah, they make a good band. The Jepson twins from Blanding. They're awesome people.
Gotcha.
Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Bill. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Also, did you know the Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? All right, we've got the on-air job fair next, and then we'll be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab Senior Care Facility, is searching for RNs, LPNs, and CNAs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way, just behind the hospital in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including director of nursing, operating room RN, and registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech and food services associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card, $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. San Juan County still has a number of openings, including health educator in the public health department and a light equipment operator. Other positions include Children's Justice Center director, a sheriff's deputy, and a corrections officer, in addition to part-time senior center aides, community marketing coordinator, and an EMT. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomal role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
You don't have to be sidelined by sports injuries in San Juan County. Precision Rehab provides physical therapy in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, where our therapists have helped athletes of all ages get back in the game since 1996. Precision Rehab is dedicated to restoring you and your loved ones to peak performance when pain and injury slow you down. We offer innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by most insurances, including Medicare. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Tony and his staff at the Moab Fiesta Mexicana wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Come in and enjoy our daily specials this holiday season. Tuesday is burrito night with rice and beans for just $8.95. Kids eat free Wednesdays and Thursdays from the kids' menu, one child per adult. Friday night is margarita night with margaritas for just $8.95. And Saturday is fajita night with beef, chicken, and veggies for only $16.95. From all of us at the Moab Fiesta Mexicana, Feliz Navidad.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Get ready for the ultimate holiday excitement at Ute Mountain Casino. Saturdays in December, don't miss our Holly Jolly Folly Drawings at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., offering a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. With special New Year's Eve drawings starting at 6 p.m., complimentary party favors and entertainment. Create unforgettable holiday memories and a sensational New Year's bash with us at Ute Mountain Casino.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, December 7th, 2023, 9:43 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the show. Let's take a look at some local sports report scores. Montezuma Cortez and Monticello, of course, facing off last night in Monticello. Panthers got the better of the Buckaroos. 74-44 was the final there. Another score from yesterday. Carbon beat Grand County 68-64 in a matchup yesterday. So, and again, we're getting ramped up, getting ready for this weekend. We've got a bunch of games coming up for you, and a lot of them that will be broadcasting here on Red Rock 92, Bill.
Yeah, we're going to be busy. We're headed to Richfield, where we'll have six games on Friday and Saturday. All local teams, the Monticello Buckaroos, the Whitehorse Raiders, the Monument Valley Cougars, will all be playing in Richfield at the Sevier Valley Center on Friday and Saturday. So buckle up, because it's going to be a lot of basketball in one location. And then San Juan also has two home games, too. So
yep.
Busy, busy weekend.
Yep. So, yeah, the Red Rock Airwaves are going to be playing a lot of high school basketball this weekend. Should be a lot of fun. All boys games that we're broadcasting this weekend. We'll be busy. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. In action last night, the Utah Jazz in Dallas. The Mavericks getting the better of the Jazz, 147-97. And in action last night, the Los Angeles Clippers beat the Denver Nuggets 111-102. So not a great night for our regional teams. Tonight is the semifinal of the NBA in-season tournament. So that's going on tonight. None of our regional teams in that. Phoenix just missed making it. They lost by 3 to the Lakers on Tuesday. So that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.